I'm going to pray for Pastor Keevy. Oh, Lord, I just want to bless my brother. Known each other for many years. Lord, I thank you for how he always is full of your Spirit, filled with encouragement for us. Lord, I want to thank you for the many prayers that he and their fellowship have prayed for our fellowship. Lord, we thank you for the unity of the Spirit, the bond of peace. Lord, we ask that you would open our hearts to receive your word today, that you would give Keevy your message for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, good morning, everyone. I'm so glad today standing before you and speaking with you. I have a wonderful message for you. I hope everyone will going to get his part. My name is Pastor Keevy. It's not the first time speaking in this church because this is like my home church. I've been here since we met. Even before meeting with your pastor, Brad, we was praying about this church so much. And when God sent to us Pastor Brad, who was happy to see now we can compare it, we can work together hand by hand, and exactly what I can see God is doing in our relationship. I don't feel like being out of this church, and I will be and I will remain, and there's nothing I can do in my life without sharing with Pastor Brad, because there's a lot. It's like a family for me. So without wasting our time, let's go in the Word of God. Thank you, Christian, for your presentation with the PowerPoint, beautiful pictures. That trip was a good experience for us. 13 people was baptized in that conference right there. And many people who practice magic stuff, voodoo, whatever, come to the Lord, confess. We realize that's what we're supposed to do as church. That's exactly what the Lord wants from us. We have come out with a plan at least once a year, organizing evangelism outside of Canada, if it's possible, or outside of our province of Manitoba. We start ministering in prison last year. We usually had one program, but this time they say, no, we are very blessed with your program. Could you please try your best to have two services? There is a women's activities, women who's in prison, they need also gospel. So now looks like it's coming very heavy and a lot. We need your support to pray for us. You know, we have a family, we have a responsibility, and we want also to serve the Lord, and we can't say no. So that's why I think from May we are going to have two services in prison. So all those things need time, need strength, need wisdom. We need your favor. We need your prayer so God can take us over. As we just send our request here, it's not just a request for today. It's something we are always praying for. We need a revival. We need God to do something in this city. If you have been praying for a long time, you can realize there's a lot of promises God have given to you guys for us, especially in this city, about the revival, about the gospel. If you will not pay attention and be careful, we may be losing our time, our opportunity. So this is our time to do something so God's promise will be accomplished. If we are serving God today, it's the work of what your grandpa did in past. They went to Africa, they went all over in the world to spread good news. We used to serve different God. As you know, the real God used to be the God of Israel. But when we got gospel from the missionaries from Canada, from all over, we came to realize there is one God we have to serve. And today God did a great job to send us back where God have chosen people to bring the good news for us, to see how God you did in this city. We realize this is where God wants us to serve and join and to come to the source where we receive that blessing. So we are the work of the what God did from this country. We are the work for God used your grandparents to bring the good news all over in the world. We have to join together. We have to serve the Lord. So the work they did, it didn't go to vain. Did a great job. When you go to Africa today, you may find maybe 8% of people are Christians. And they are serving the Lord, committed. That is the work you did, your grandpa did. And when we came here, we realized it's a beautiful place to serve the Lord. We are most welcome. We are part of what you are doing. We want to work together. I noticed one thing. Love Winnipeg. Love Winnipeg, it's about discipleship. Love Winnipeg, it's about coming out, showing we are together. When we came in Canada, try to see all the cars were passing, you will realize on the plate. Number plate, they write Winnipeg, friendly. Friendly Manitoba. Wow. All those things, it's not just, it's a prophecy. It's a message. When we came here, we was very scared. We didn't have any friend. We didn't have anyone, any relative. Some people came through their family sponsors them, but we just came. We just come, no one. But we found Manitoba friendly. We saw some people we never meet in life coming to us, joining us, helping us. We realized, no. Since I came in Canada, I never go back home, but I feel I have a big family. I didn't lose anything. I want to encourage you. We just come to support, to work for what you have started. We are together. We are part of what you are doing. We are not strangers. We are very happy. We are very blessed for the seed of work you have planted in our heart. So, without wasting my time, the theme of my message today, I want to talk about the disciples. We are planning Love Winnipeg. What Love Winnipeg is about discipleship. It's about going out. We can see today there's a lot of titles, apostles, bishop, archbishop, whatever you can call yourself. That's great. But let me ask you one question. How many disciples do our Lord Jesus Christ had in past? I think that's a simple question. And I can guess one to you, can reply for? Some of them can say, no, our Lord Jesus had 12 disciples. Some people say, no, he have 70. Some people say, no, 120. And some people can say, no, he used to have a lot. But my answer for that one, our Lord Jesus Christ have a lot of disciples. Disciples, it's all those who are following the Lord that have been called to be the disciples. But there's a difference between disciples and apostles. Apostles came out from discipleship. Disciples. When Jesus called his disciples, he selected among his disciples 12 apostles for the special task to go and establish the work of God. And what the disciples was doing, it's to learn. It's to study. It's to follow. It's to understand what our Lord Jesus Christ are doing. And that's what we need in our time as we are living today. We have to understand what our Lord need from us. We have to be his follower. If there's no disciples, there's no apostles. If there's no disciples, there's no archbishop, whatever you can call yourself, because all those people have to come out from disciples. And the disciples, it's not only those who are standing here preaching you, doing all these services. You are disciple of our Lord. All of us as we are here, we are disciples of our Lord. And if all of us, we are disciples, that means we have to know better what we're supposed to do to serve our Lord. The book of Luke, chapter 6, 12, tells us about when Jesus selected those 12 apostles from his disciples. That means when he was serving, when those people was following him, he have seen it's better among those people to select 12 of them to be apostles. Apostles means those who have been sent out for a task, for a mission. And whatever those apostles did, they were supported with disciples. See what happened with Peter when he was in jail. When he was in jail, all disciples gathering somewhere, praying, standing for the man of God, so God can do something for him. We have to stand with the man of God. We have to pray so hard so God can do something great in our nation, in our church, in our community, in our ministry. This is not the work of intercessors, worshipers, or I'm just a Christian. Being a Christian, it's being a disciple. Because when people look at you, they can see the pictures of Christ on you. And it's presenting clearly you are a disciple of our Lord. When you try to see in the news what is going on in around the world today, those people were killed. Not only pastors, not only those who are standing, but if you are called being a Christian, just know your enemy of the Antichrist, those who don't want the gospel to be spread or the good news. So you are in the same risk as a pastor, as everyone who are serving the Lord. All of us, we are in the same risk. I was blessed with the testimony of some 70-something Ethiopians who was killed recently in Libya. Do you know what's happened to them? They ask them, we gave you an opportunity to choose to survive or to be killed. But there's two options for you to decide. One of the options is, if you accept to deny your religion, to deny Jesus Christ as your Lord, to deny your Christianity, and to join our religion, you will be saved. Second option they gave to them, it was, if you can provide money, we can release you and let you go. Those people was Christians, just attenders of church, follower of Christ. Do you know what they decided as decision? They say, we are not going to give money to be released. We are not going to deny our faith so we can survive. We are ready to die for the Lord and keep testifying Jesus is our Lord. And they were killed. It was amazing. It was amazing. We can see how our generation is corrupted. But even though there is a people who are faithful, who nothing can take them out from their faith, they just stand firm. Even death cannot take them out. They decided to remain the Christians who are very faithful, determined, testifying Jesus is the Lord. Look what is going on in our generation. This is our task. Let me talk specially for the parents. God have blessed us with family. God have blessed us with children. We have a responsibility to educate our children, to spend time with them, to invest in them, because they have future of tomorrow, and they have to know what they're supposed to stand for, especially in the faith. That's a reason why whatever I'm doing, I don't want to spare my family away. We want to work together. I want to show them, if we are today the way we are, it's the Lord. So they may know what they are doing, and they may invest that for their generation too. Church of God, we are living in a very bad time. Let's wake up. Let's stand as one people. Let's spread the good news and to let the world to know Jesus is the Lord. Let me speak with some leaders who have a burden of spreading good news. You may think spreading good news is something funny. You will be honored. People will love you. People will be happy for what you are doing. I want to let you know it's not. It's not. The decision you took to be a Christian, it's just to please one person, is the Lord. People around you may reject you, but a rejection will give you a direction. When you are rejected from some people, maybe family, friends, whatever, they are giving you a different direction. And God will go and use you mightily. Don't be disappointed for what is going on. If our Lord was rejected, how about you? If he passed through all those persecutions, how about us in our generation? Being Christian, it's not just putting a nice suit, having a beautiful building, and having a beautiful cars and serving, and they say, yes, I'm Christian, I can see how much I'm blessed. If you want to be blessed in the work of God, God have to see in you what you are doing to serve the community, what you are doing to serve the world, to spread the good news. It's not just only to stay in your comfort zone, but to go out and to do something for the good of our Lord. This is a time, my brethren. This is a time. If our Lord came back today and asked, whatever you have done, we're not going to give the report of every beautiful houses we have, the money we have in the bank, whatever we have planned. That's just godly things, and it will stay here. This is a time to invest our time. See how many people suffering outside there. We need to stand. We need to think. We have to have compassion about what is going around the world. We have to pray. So this is a very hard responsibility, burden we have for the gospel we have. According to the Jesus philosophy, a good disciples are those who recognize Jesus as the Lord. When we read in the book of Matthew 16, from 13 to 18, Jesus have tried to ask among his disciples. He didn't ask the apostles, but he asked among his followers, disciples, who do you think people think I am? What do people talk about me? Our Lord wants to know, especially from you, what do you think about your Lord, about the God you are serving? Did you know exactly the Lord you are serving? Especially, in which position did you put that Lord in your life? Some people say, yes, maybe like a prophet, one of greatest servant of God. Everyone tried to give his own answer. And the Lord asked Peter, how about you? How about me? How about all of us? Peter says, you are the Messiah. You are the Christ. The Christ means anointed one. Anointed for what? We have to know we are serving the one who has been anointed to spread the good news for the world. Praise the Lord. If we read the book of Psalms 61 from the 1, we can find Jesus himself, that was in Old Testament. It was already prophesied. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to spread the good news for the world, to set free those who have been locked, those who have been jailed. We have to recognize the Lord we are serving is the one who has been anointed to set the people free. All the power who has been given to him, himself says, all this authority I bring back to you. When we go back to the book of Matthew 16, 13 to 18, the last part says, in 18 especially, everything I show you, please don't tell anyone right now. Why he was hiding something special? Do not tell people right away. As you are the Christ, anointed one, why? We have to put that in our mind. He was waiting for the great mission to be accomplished. He knew if the world will recognize and understand he is the Messiah, who they were waiting for. He is the anointed one, who they were waiting for. Maybe me and you, we could not be saved today. Because the Lord was sent specially for the Jewish people. Today, salvation could be just for the Jewish people. We could be locked out. But he says, no, not yet, just wait. I have to go through all this process up to the cross, up to the grave, and raise up. And when I will raise up, the salvation will be for the entire world, for the nations. No one will be hide out or locked out. That's the reason why I can stand before you. But try to think twice. Who am I to stand before you? Who am I to go to the nations? Who am I to try to speak about the goodness of the Lord when I try to look back 2 generations, 3 generations? No one knew God. No one has idea I could be here where I'm speaking today. Oh, that Lord is great. That Lord is marvelous. He can lift someone from nothing to make him somewhere. He can do everything for everyone who just opened his heart and accepted the Lord as his Lord. And when you accepted the Lord as your Savior, you are ready to receive this favor, this grace, this opportunity to go to the nations and to spread the good news for all the nations and for whoever believe he will be saved. This is the work we're supposed to do in our community, with our friends, with our people. Don't limit yourself. Those who accepted the Lord as their Lord, they are people who are free to testify, to say, yes, Jesus is the Lord. That's the reason why when he met with a Samaritan woman, that lady, she was like a pagan. They used to worship their God in the mountain. They knew Jewish people used to worship their God in Jerusalem. There's no connection between their culture and the Jewish people. But even though Jesus says, if you could know with who are you speaking, you supposed to ask the person to give you the internal water which you will not feel thirsty anymore. And when you receive the Lord in your life, you will be satisfied. You will be free to testify. Someone who was under idolatry, go back to his own people and spread the good news by saying, do you know what? I met someone who knows my problem, who speak about me, who set me free. I will request you guys, let's come out and meet that man. He's a wonderful man. You got a very good opportunity to know Jesus as your Lord. How many people have you testified already in your family, with your friends, to tell them, I met someone in my life who changed my life, who changed my style of living, who make me the way you can see me today? How many people have you done that? Do you think this is the work of the Pastor Brad to do it? This is the work for all disciples to do. And who are disciples? All of us, we are disciples. Tell your neighbor, we are disciples. We are coming to the church every Sunday to do what? To learn. To listen what God wants from us. And when you got all the message pastors and elders and speakers are giving to you every day here, when you get out of this door going back home, what is your responsibility? Waiting another Sunday to come again? Again? Leave it here? Go back? Wait another Sunday? You come again? We are struggling with the salvation. We are struggling with the mission God have given to us because we do not understand which God are we serving. Do you know how much the world are united to destroy? Do you know how much the world are supportive to accomplish the decision they made to destroy the Christianity, to focus for what they want to do? Are we Christian united the same to meet the goal and the purpose of our Lord? people to come to know He is the living God. Do we have the same? You can see your brother, fellow Christian, struggling instead of seeing the Lord, the love of Christ. We can see the color. We can see the religion. We can see, no, his English is not that much better. It must be someone from... You can't even pay attention for listening for what he's saying because you are distracted for something which is vain, which doesn't have any importance. That is the reason why the statistic of Christianity is going down in heaven. I don't think we can find any denomination, the great denominations who are pretending we are the first, strong, powerful, many members. No. In heaven, we will have the great Christians, faithful, determined, give their life to spread the good news. No color, no religion, no education, no even wealth people. If we want to be the wealth people, we have to know how to support the work of God. I can say thank you for this church because I've been using this church for many years and I'm still using it. And there's a people spend their time doing the work of they're doing here. May God bless you for the work, for opening hearts, for reaching the nations, for what you're doing. How many people are blessed for what you're doing for the nations? How many people are blessed just because of you? How many people feel like change their life just because you sacrifice your time? You sacrifice your everything just for someone to come to know the Lord as Savior. We are preparing for the Love Winnipeg. We need all of us to come out. All of us will not be the speakers, but we can support each other through many ways. We can stand and support the work in different ways. Some of them, God have given them gift of singing. Let's support them. You are doing great. Wow. Did you know how much those musicians in the world, they are supported? That's why they took that career as a profession. They will not even go away because they feel that's where they can get a living. But it's hard for the Christians. You can see it's very hard for the pastors, for the ministers, for the evangelists to keep doing what they are doing because they are not supported. People of God, let's wake up. People was enjoying Samson's strength, powerful man, defending them. Let's look back forward. What people did for Samson to stand and stay a strong man? Nothing. But look at other side of Delilah. They did all the effort, contribution, mobilizing people. If we can manage to destroy that man, everyone will get this. Let's join our strength and destroy this pretending being strong man and to be defeated. I want just to show you the difference between this group of people, world and Christianity. Let God help us. We will not have the same strength. We will not have the same power. But everyone are very useful to go along and support and reach the goal. I don't want to waste your time. I'm so blessed. May God bless you. There's a lot coming. We feel like we don't want to waste our time. We need to work together. But we need you. Doesn't matter. how old are you? Does it matter? Whatever. Let's work together for the glory of God. All of us, we are disciples. And nothing can separate us from the love of God. May God bless you. Let me pray for you. If you feel like really you was touched with the word of God, and up to there you feel guilt, I never do anything for the Lord. Maybe I want to do more, but I don't know how to do it. We want to pray God to give the Holy Spirit to lead you. Dear Heaven Father, we are vessels. We need your guidance and we need your presence. We need your Holy Spirit. Come and help us as your disciples. We are all called disciples. We are following you. We are listening from you. And we want to know exactly you are our Lord. You are the Christ, anointed one. We need your power to be upon us. Let everyone to be visited in different way, so we may took the good decision to keep going on. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. May God bless you.
May the Lord bless you, Pastor Kibi. Thank you for sharing the word with us today. Well, brothers and sisters, this Saturday, we have an opportunity to do as Pastor Kibi shared. We have an opportunity to take the light that God has placed in us, bring it into our community. If you'd like to come and just meet the community 10 a.m. next Saturday morning, come and join us. We're going to meet our community. We're going to ask, how can we serve you? How can we express the love of Christ to you? And so if you want to join with us, we would love to do that together. So next Saturday morning at 10 a.m., let's do that. Do you smell the food? As Pastor Kibi was preaching, I got a little distracted. I got a few whiffs of lunch coming up. So I'm going to pray for the food, and then we're going to go downstairs and eat together. This is my challenge for you. I know I say this every year, but this year I mean it. I want to encourage you to sit at a table where there's folks from other congregations there, or a guest. I would like for us to sit with those we don't know and just to get to know one another. That's what today's about, is kind of reaching out. If you're a guest here today and you're not from one of the congregations, please, we would love for you to join us for lunch. We want to put out the just an opportunity for you to get to know us and us you. So let's pray. Stand together. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for today. And this word that you've planted in our hearts, Lord, we know that you've called us your disciples. As followers of Christ, you've called us to be salt and light in this world. We accept that, Lord. Lord, that this life is not to spend on ourselves, that the things we've received, Lord, you've called us to give. And so, Father, we pray that you would continue to give us opportunities to work with one another, to share your love in this world. And so, Lord, in the coming weeks as we do that, would you strengthen us? Would you give us wisdom? You fill us with your Spirit. And Father, we also pray that you would bless our time together around tables as we eat together, as we share food, that you would cause your love to flow between us. Help us to take the time to get to know one another better. And Lord, would you bless the fellowship time and the food in Jesus' name. Amen. So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Go in peace.